Welcome to Originality, the show where we explore the roots of creative genius and talk to those geniuses about what they do and why they are, how they are, and explore all things creative. We're your hosts, Aline Sims. That's me. My pronouns are she, her. And Kay Tempest Bradford, whose pronouns are also she, her.
That's right.
And we're not joined by a guest because this is our member special.
It's the special one.
It's the special one. And we decided this year to do it all ourselves. I think our last member special, our one and only member special that we've managed to pull together, we had a lot of voices and a lot of guests on it. It's really good. So if you're listening to this, go listen to it because we got so many amazing people to come tell little short stories. But this time it's just us.
Mm-hmm. But we have something extra special for you.
It's going to be something. I'm a little nervous.
It's going to be great.
Tempest, do you want to tell everybody what we're doing?
We have a little radio play for you all that we thought fit in very well to our theme.
And in the true spirit of creativity, we do have a script, but we want to do this because theoretically, creativity thrives with constraints. So we set a couple of constraints for ourselves with this. So we're trying to do this with minimal editing, and we are trying to do this with all special effects is Foley art.
It's not even Foley art. This is, I don't even know what we're, it'll be a surprise for all of us.
Yeah, there is also a huge improv element to this because we have not rehearsed and we have not discussed how we're going to do any of these special effects in advance. And this was all intentional. Like it sounds very fly by the seat of our pants, but it really is for me a way to challenge myself. This is me really stepping outside of my box, because I'm a big planner for things like this. I'm big into like, yeah, I'll come be on your like radio play, but I want it to be heavily edited. So this is kind of me practicing what I preach in terms of like putting yourself out there, trying new things. So we're going to see how it goes.
It's going to be great. I promise.
Okay. It's going to be hilarious no matter what. So.
Yes.
I think that's enough ado. With no further ado.
Previously on the thrilling adventures of Aline and Tempest, our heroes found a secret map to the Idea Factory located in Schenectady, New York. Long thought to be a place made up by authors to avoid talking about where they get their ideas from, the map proves that it's a real place that can be visited. But they wondered how to get to Schenectady. Crowdfunding, of course. Our heroes set up an Indiegogo. But in order to keep their mission secret, they had to lie about what they were crowdfunding for.
Oh, wow, Tempest. Who knew that so many people would give us money to develop software that promises to write your novel for you?
We join our heroes on the plane from the West Coast to Schenectady.
The map says we have to download this special rideshare app from this sketchy website.
Yeah, I see no problems with this whole entire plan.
Same. Okay, it says we will have to make an offering to the driver or else they won't take us to the real Idea Factory.
Okay, an offering. How about these first class pretzels? They are much better than coach pretzels.
We might have to give them the first class cookies as well.
No, but I love the cookies.
Yeah, but we'll get more on the way back.
Fine.
Diddly-doo, 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 diddly-doo.
Ugh. Thank goodness we're finally out of that airport. There's so many people not wearing masks.
Those people are the worst.
All right, well, the app says our driver is going to be here in 5 minutes, and we need to look for,
what?
A stagecoach drawn by one black horse, one white horse, one tan horse, and one speckled horse?
I am not sure all that specificity was needed. They could have just stopped at stagecoach.
Maybe not. Look.
Wow, that's like a dozen stagecoaches. What is wrong with this town?
Oh, look, there's ours. We'd better hurry before he leaves. Do you have my offering?
Driver, please accept this humble offering of first-class nom-noms.
Ooh, the fancy pretzels. And cookies. Okay, get in. We want to go to the Idea Factory. Sure, they won't let you in, though. They've only put out ideas once a year during the Corn Festival.
I can't wait for the Corn Festival. My book is due in a month, and I have no ideas.
And I need inspiration for my latest app. I can drop you off around back. There's a weakness in the fence there. You can sneak in and grab ideas. Just don't expect me to be waiting for you, because I do not want to get in trouble with the factory foreman.
What happens if the foreman catches us?
I don't want to talk about it.
A feeling of foreboding settles over our heroes as they ride down the winding streets to the Idea Factory. Soon, the dark brick building comes into view. The driver swings around to go down a back road, then stops next to a chain-link fence.
Just pull that part right there aside. It's not attached.
Thanks. We appreciate your help.
Thank me if you survive. What did he mean by that? Tempest, maybe we should turn back.
No way, Aline. He can't scare me.
Okay, just be careful. Those edges are sharp on that fence.
Ow! Great, now I'm bleeding.
Okay, well, this looks like the back entrance. There's not a lock to pick. And I worked really hard to learn how to pick locks.
Oh, man. Well, it's one of those doors that open if you have, like, a cart or something. Oh, wait. Let me try this.
The map.
Maybe if I wave it, ka-chunk. There!
That was brilliant.
Whoa, look at this!
Our heroes stand at one end of a long warehouse filled with shelf after shelf of ideas. Glowing globes that pulse, almost as if they are breathing every few seconds.
Look, this aisle is labeled good ideas.
Oh hey, over there are the better ideas.
Huh. I wonder what the difference is.
About $500,000.
What?
Yup, these all have a price, and the ideas in the better aisle cost $500,000, and the ones in the good aisle cost $10,000.
We can't afford those prices. I thought ideas were free.
Not in this place, apparently.
The bad ideas are over here, and they're $50. Dang. Yikes.
Well, since we're not here officially, I say we engage in the old five-finger discount on a couple of these better ideas and get out.
Tempest, isn't that wrong?
For the purposes of this radio play, no, it's not.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. I like this idea. It's got green and gold colors.
What was that? You touched that idea and something bad happened.
No. It was probably just the building settling.
Wait, the Idea Factory has a guard dog.
Oh, no. That is a guard Cerberus, and all three of its heads are mad. Grab some ideas and run.
As our heroes try to outrun the three-headed dog, the overhead lights in the warehouse snap on to reveal a 20-foot-tall man right in their path.
Who dares steal my ideas? The foreman!
I didn't think he was real.
We're in so much trouble.
Will our heroes be able to escape the clutches of the Idea Factory foreman and escape back to the West Coast? Will Tempest hit her deadline? Will Aline get to make her app? Tune in for the next nail-biting installment of the thrilling adventures of Aline and Tempest.